Baltimore, Maryland. It is the Midcard Mechanics with Gavin and Mark. I'm Gavin.
I'm Mark.
And we're the Midcard Mechanics. We're doing something different this week. Mark, what is it that we're doing? The slightly different format.
We're not going to have any fun, and we're going to be a really tight podcast.
That's right. You can go anywhere for a long-winded wrestling podcast full of hot takes, lukewarm takes, colder takes. We may or may not have done some of those ourselves. But what do you want, dear listener? At the end of the day, what you really want is just that fine seasoning on top of that expertly cooked steak. That is the wrestling knowledge you already have.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like
this metaphor makes sense. It's like, I think it makes sense.
Trader Joe's everything bagel seasoning.
Oh,
that's really good on top.
Yes,
of avocado toast that I make. It's toast, goat cheese, avocado, fried egg on top, and then everything bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's on top of that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a fat boy.
This is all over your coming over and making breakfast. So we're going to do a tight 30 minutes. So Rana Joy, Ryan,
enjoy.
Get ready. Maybe, and maybe new listeners will actually stick around if we keep it short.
All right. I poured myself just a little nip of some Basil Hayden.
Woo!
This is like a 30-minute pour, so off we go.
And that's the ring bell for our opening match. We Money in the Bank just happened off on the top of a roof.
Well, first off, we're in quarantine time, so it's like I liken it to dog years. So even though Money in the Bank was 7 days ago from this moment, like 7 days ago, it was on. It feels more like it was 49 days ago.
For sure.
I don't really remember what happened in it other than Baron Corbin threw Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio off the roof of the WWE corporate headquarters.
Totally normal wrestling move.
Yet Aleister Black was in a match on Monday Night Raw the next night.
No explanation. Oh, was he really? He came back from that?
Apparently, yeah.
And I was presuming there was no explanation.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just saw a picture of him.
Oh, glad he's okay from that fall off of the how many stories? They really made it look like a very tall building.
Yeah, well, I've seen
photos of that building. It's not...
I think when they threw the second guy over, you could kind of see the balloon that they had set up. Obviously, you could kind of see that like wave up real quick into the shot.
Oh. Nice. Hey, but good on them for trying something new. And I kind of see why people like Otis now. I think I'm on Team Otis.
What? Really?
I like Otis. Yeah, he seems. I don't know. What'd something you like, about him.
Did you like this during the Money in the Bank match?
Yes, it reminded me of what the hell was the name of that tag team? The Australian great the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like a modern day Bushwhacker.
He is a ripoff.
Don't know if he's a well.
I'm not an Otis fan. I like my wrestlers to be attractive.
You like his tight butt. What are you, Vince McMahon?
I like physique. I like wrestlers with a that are in shape. I don't like
Tell me more.
I don't like the big tubby guys.
All right, I got to say one thing about that match was the obvious. Like, I felt like, okay, this is cheesy, but it veered off a cliff when Stephanie McMahon did her cameo, which was clearly shot on an iPhone in a different room much earlier in the day. She's nowhere near headquarters.
Yeah.
And it just went on so long where it was like they were purposefully drawing you to the fact that Steph's not here. She doesn't want to get COVID from these monsters.
She was clearly like in the basement of her house. Just in front of some generic white wall.
And clean up that mess, will ya? Yeah.
It was poor lighting.
Yes.
The lighting was so different, too.
For people that run a live TV show twice a week for multiple weeks, you'd think they'd have better cameras in their homes. Or have access to them.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Money in the Bank went bankrupt this year.
Boo. I did like seeing the Money in the Bank conference room. Was that like just the keep real cash above the conference table?
Yeah. Right.
That's all I have to say about that. Well, I have no good transition, so I'll awkwardly stumble into... all right, you wanted to talk about this.
Speaking of, further disappointments.
Oh, wait, are you calling Becky and Seth's child a disappointment already? The poor thing hasn't even fully gestated, and you're already... You are a wrestling fan.
I can only just imagine what Seth Rollins...
It's kind of a ripoff of its parents.
Dude, they started dating, like... A year ago.
I know.
So, for those that don't know...
Do you remember a year ago?
No.
Anyway, you catch everybody up.
Well, a year ago, Seki became a thing, and the Eki half of Seki just announced Monday night on Monday Night Raw that she is pregnant. And so she walked away from the title, and Asuka's now the champion because she won the Money in the Bank match. And apparently nobody...
Oh, wait. So why did she become... So like she just could be... Just took the title?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because she didn't need to cash in?
No.
So they're just writing new clauses into the Money in the Bank contract? There's a retconning the way it works?
Well, I suppose...
they have brilliant lawyers that have thought of every edge case and baked it into the contract.
I suppose that Becky just handing the title over in like a forfeiture. And being that she would be the only one with standing to likely even bring a legal challenge to the enforcement of the clauses of the Money in the Bank contract. Because surely Asuka would not in that situation. And...
Okay.
I don't think that she would, considering she's the one handing it over. So I think there are legally solid grounds for that, in spite of probably there not being that situation addressed in the Money in the Bank contract. Nonetheless, Seth Rollins tweeted...
You heard it here first, folks. Real legally binding advice on a podcast.
it's a picture of Becky, of Rebecca holding up... pregnancy test saying pregnant.
Rebecca's the person, Becky's the character. Is that?
Yeah. I took this a few moments because this is definitely not Becky Lynch in this picture. I took this a few moments after we got the best news of our lives, and I don't think I could have captured anything more beautiful. I can't put into words how much it means to me. Thank you all so much for your support over the last couple of days. The outpouring of love really has lifted us even higher than we've already been. December can't come soon enough. But this... This picture of Rebecca,
yeah,
she is fucking terrified. Have you seen this picture?
Yes, I've seen the picture. I saw it on Twitter. Yeah, I mean, she's about to become a mom. I imagine that's terrifying.
Yeah. So,
and also, what I got to say is at least Seth got the likes for that. She's the one who's about to do all the work. Hang on, let me get some likes. I know you're about to grow a human being inside of your body and then push it outside of your body while I can still basically continue on living my dream. So at least let me get the likes also.
Yeah, that is Seth Rollins.
Yeah. The Monday Night Messiah. Is that his heel? He should go with that, I think.
Then I read on the dirt sheet that he might be turning face again.
I have enough wrestling with AEW.
Yeah, who cares? You know, whatever.
Speaking of not talking about the WWE anymore, you had something you wanted to say about what's going on with the IC title. It's like, So like I've all of my WWE exposure now basically comes through like Reddit and whatever wrestling stuff Apple News sends me. So all I know is that Sami Zayn apparently sent out a couple of zingers on the old Twitter machine. I don't know what's going on. It sounds like madness.
Oh,
Cesaro is in the mix.
Oh, so that must be a work on Twitter because
who cares?
Well, so Sami Zayn was the Intercontinental Champion. He agreed to film up through WrestleMania, and then he's like, "No, I'm done." So story-wise, you know, quote-unquote story-wise, they stripped the title off him. And now there's an Intercontinental title tournament that starts, or may have started already. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But Roman Reigns...
or cares?
So supposedly the WWE has reassured everybody that their participation is voluntary and there will be, you know, no hard feelings or no ill will or anything towards anybody who walks away or, you know, doesn't want to perform. And, you know, like, noticeably, Roman Reigns is absent. And
it's like they got that idea from AEW.
So, you know, like, when Roman's back, it's certainly not going to hurt his stature.
No.
Like, he could be out for, like, 2 years, and then he'll come back and be right in the main event of WrestleMania.
With a crowd of boos, just like always.
Yeah,
exactly. Boos are waiting.
That's when we know we'll return to normalcy.
Yeah, when you have a sold-out crowd booing Roman Reigns, then we know.
At the end of WrestleMania.
We made it. Everyone.
Let's hope that's WrestleMania 37 and not, like, 40.
Jesus Christ.
Because that's the next one. But anyway, so so they say they have this policy. There's certainly going to be one wrestler who they will be able to publicly demonstrate to the public that they actually meant it when they said it. But that's just Roman Reigns. Don't you kind of think that them stripping the title from Sami Zayn is a bit like fucking stupid mafioso like?
Well, I mean,
it's the Intercontinental title. It has not been important.
That's true.
For how long? And
well, yeah, they also had I think it was the WWE or somebody tweeted out, who do you think should be the next I think the next WWE Intercontinental Champion should be blank, and Sami Zayn responded with ashamed of themselves.
I like Sami Zayn.
Oh, me too.
He would thrive in AEW.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Holy shit,
I mean,
shit,
I don't like
man.
Him as this. He feels so contrived as this particular brand of heel, where he's like, where he was like, last I checked, was Kevin Owens' lapdog or something.
No, he joined up with Nakamura and Cesaro, started like singing for them.
Oh, is he their? So he's their full time ska hype man.
Yeah, like he was their valet.
Oh, man, what a waste!
And a triple threat match against Braun Strowman for the Intercontinental title right before WrestleMania. Sami Zayn won it. He won that triple threat match. So, and that was his first championship on the main roster. God, I hate it. All right, speaking of dumb shit.
Speaking of dumb shit.
Closing out our opening segments on dumb shit. Vince McMahon is being sued by Oliver Luck, former commissioner of the XFL, who signed apparently or had apparently an agreement with Vince McMahon for 5 years, $25 million for compensation that was apparently personally guaranteed. Personally verbally guaranteed by Vince McMahon. I think. I don't know. I tried to read the complaint tonight.
And Vince McMahon, a man known for being good on his word.
So I tried to find the complaint to understand more about this lawsuit, and I found a heavily, heavily redacted one. But apparently, Vince is trying to shove this lawsuit into the bankruptcy case for the XFL. And in response, Oliver Luck has asked the court for essentially a declaratory judgment ruling, but it's not a declaratory judgment action. I think I don't deal with bankruptcy, so I don't really know. And so Vince McMahon's opposition to this request presented the court with apparently evidence that Oliver Luck was terminated for cause. So therefore, he would not be entitled to the balance of his 5-year deal that Vince McMahon personally guaranteed.
And is Florida not an at-will state or something?
Well, I mean, it is contract law. So, So there were three pieces of evidence offered in support of this. And you know your motion's weak when the third piece of evidence is that personal use of an iPhone issued by the XFL was apparently grounds for termination for cause.
Here's your company iPhone. Now remember, the only app you can install is your company email. Okay. I'll just stay off of that old app store.
Thank God
I get to carry two different iPhones around, one for funsies and one for Uncle Vince.
He had a good boy phone and a naughty boy phone.
If I had an iPhone from work, it would never be charged, and it would be in the box it came in.
Not that Jim Norton, the comedian, would ever listen to this show, but he had a bit. He was always on Opie and Anthony, and he had a bit about having two phones, and he had this song where he would go, he had a good boy phone and a naughty boy phone.
Oh, God.
Dude, he's hilarious, man. He's so fucking funny.
So how do you think this is going to – where do you think this is going to go, this McMahon versus Luck?
It's going to go to mediation, and there's going to be a settlement. Like, this is fucking stupid.
Oh.
When you're seriously trying to defeat a motion, and you're saying that a person was terminated for cause, a person who you were going to pay $25 million to run your fucking organization, and grounds for terminating him for cause is personal use of a cell phone? Unless he was just fucking jerking off on like a cam girl site all day long.
I would love to see what's unsealed. It's like, yeah, he texted his son, "Hey son, just thinking about you during this horrific coronavirus outbreak. I hope you're doing well. I love you." And his son Andrew Luck responding like, "Yeah, no, we're fine, Dad. I'm worried about you. You shouldn't be going to work, not even for McMahon. Just your health is number one. It's paramount. You should go home, socially distance, and just let's see how this goes. Let's get more information from the scientific community." You're right, son. You know what? You make me feel, I used to be the one that had to take care of you, and now you're taking care of me. And they're having like this tender moment, and but it's on a company phone, Mark. Sorry, I went over.
Well, there are forensic analysts that have the phone now. I hope to God that is the personal use. I didn't even think about that.
What if it's just something really, really nice and wonderful? Like, look at this. Look at this egregious behavior. All right, let's move on. Carl Anderson had a great tweet this week, Mark. And of course, I closed it down. You know what's interesting is I know that you're a big fan of Being the Elite on you might have seen it on the internet.
I don't watch it, but whenever I do see it, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. There was at one point where they were making toast, and the bread came out of the toaster, and it just said FTR on each slice. So it was a pretty cool nod to the Revival, who were released. I think we talked about that last time. Carl Anderson tweeted this week. He said, "Listen, we had a decision to make in September of 2019. We clearly made the wrong one. In 68 days at midnight, Luke Gallows @_big_LG and I will talk about it, all of it, at Talkin' Shop. So they revived their podcast, Talkin' Shop. I guess technically competitors of ours now, Mark. So they're tweeting that Cody Rhodes is, I forget who it was, and being the elite has a FTR free the revival toast. I think it's kind of, I really like how in the age of self quarantine that these stories are unfolding over like Twitter and YouTube for real nerds like me who are just like having a panic attack in the middle of the day and not wanting to do any more work, and then just seeing that there's a new being the elite and like maybe I can just chill out for a half hour and watch this, and it works every time. He said hypothetically. Yeah, so that's some good stuff. I like that didn't realize that they had brought the podcast back, so I have some episodes to listen to, and I can't wait for when their contract runs out and apparently they can talk all about their time at WWE, and maybe we'll get to see them live, Mark. Maybe there will be a brighter day in the future where we can see the revival live with AEW to a... 25% capacity Royal Farms Arena for social distancing.
Do you think somewhere CM Punk's like so pissed off because he was like, I was the first one to do that?
Well, I mean, what? He's the first
the
one.
The podcast.
To... Oh. I thought you meant like jump ship from the WWE.
Well, yeah, that too. But but then go on a podcast and tell it. And then get sued by your best friend.
All right.
Speaking of Colt Cabana,
yes!
He is going to
be another podcast competitor, by the way.
He is going to be in a Stadium Stampede match, which is one of 8 matches that is going to be at Double or Nothing this Saturday night.
I'm so excited.
Presumably on pay-per-view. I don't know where it's going to be.
Fight TV.
Okay.
Or fight.tv. It's on an app. You have to get it from the app.
Well, I mean,
own app is basically what I'm saying. Where do you get it? AEW app. That's easy. Just do that. I wish they
They
would do that.
We're not going to get together for this, though, right?
We're
not quite at that point yet.
I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think we're at the sharing a login and password stage, though.
Okay,
figure it out. We'll get there.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's responsible.
Like, are we going to have to both buy this thing? That's stupid.
Look, we can be responsible and smart at the same time.
If they had an app, they could, in this situation, they could let people have like 5 different devices watch like one stream, you know, like.
And have Zoom open so everybody can watch it together. Yeah. I would love, let's do Zoom. I think, though, that you and I would be the only ones that think that's an exciting or fun idea.
Kat would be into it for the first hour or so.
Yeah, we'll do a FaceTime call. And yeah, same thing. We can, Sophia and Kat can fall asleep on the couches in front of each other. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but this match card is ridiculous.
Yeah, so do we know what the Stadium Stampede match is?
I don't know what the stipulations are, but on one side you have the Elite, which are the Young, and this.
Oh right, they're coming back to kick
the Young
some
Bucks,
ass.
Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page with Matt Hardy against the Inner Circle, which is Jericho, Jake Hagar, Sammy Guevara, and Santana and Ortiz.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
That's just going to be a fucking wild shit show. And then you have a tag team match to determine the number one contender for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Private Party versus Best Friends. That would be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. Both of those teams are fantastic.
Singles match, Dr. Britt Baker against Chris Statlander.
That's going to be awesome. They've been teasing that one. They did a great tease this past week.
Oh, man, when she got busted up on that episode of Dynamite.
Oh, it's iconic now.
Oh, my God.
There's a T-shirt and everything.
It is the AEW version of Becky Lynch.
Oh,
Becky Lynch got knocked the fuck out by Nia Jax and popped back up and had a concussion.
Yeah.
And had like still just a little drip of blood. Fucking Britt Baker was just covered.
Just Becky Lynch covered paved, in blood. Paved the way for her to do that, really. I mean, she did.
Then we have Nyla Rose as the champion versus Hikaru Shida.
That's going to be so good. They've been cutting great promos. She hit Shida over the head with a fucking kendo stick in an interview backstage. It was brutal.
Well, I think this next match is going to be fucking brutal too.
Looking at the
first name in the match, the casino ladder match.
Oh God, that's going to be crazy. This is
Darby Allin.
They're going to make Money in the Bank look, and this is like their response to Money in the Bank.
Darby Allin, Cole Cabana, Orange Cassidy,
yes,
Rey Fénix, Scorpio Sky, Kip Sabian,
who gave Orange Cassidy that crazy flying dropkick to the fucking skull on Dynamite.
Yeah, Kip Sabian, Frankie Kazarian, and Luchasaurus, and one more to be determined.
And that match has crazy rules too. I don't remember what that is, but they have to there's a thing that they have to grab at the top of a ladder. I think it's a chip, and you can take the chip, and then I don't know.
It better be a brass ring.
I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be good.
Then we have a singles match for the AEW World Championship, John Moxley versus Brody Lee.
That's going to be awesome. And we have the headliner is the TNT Championship?
I don't know. Well, then there's MJF versus Jungle Boy. That obviously is not going to go after Moxley versus Brody Lee.
It might. Nice cool down match.
And then Cody versus Lance Archer,
Boy versus MJF could be really good, though. I was clowning on it, but I instead should not be sleeping on it.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. I do not like Jungle Boy.
What? Oh, you got to get on the train.
How fucking good is Jake Roberts?
Oh, God. Yeah, he's doing his best heel work in years.
I don't know. Like, it just seems like they've created a monster in Lance Archer.
Yeah.
And it's mostly due to Jake Roberts.
Oh, for sure. And I sometimes worry that it's too much to do with Jake Roberts. I don't really know much about Lance Archer at all. I don't know his personality other than like he's basically his version of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, and I don't fucking care. I don't need to know anything about Lance Archer. Just keep giving the mic to Jake Roberts.
Yeah. He's nailing it, and they're taking care of him. I get the sense that everybody involved with AEW is just having fun hanging out with some of their favorite people, making some of the best wrestling that they can. It seems like everybody's just chill and cool and having a great time and want to do something fun. It's so refreshing.
Huh. Yeah. That.
I wish every single wrestler in the WWE had the environment at the WWE that AEW has created.
Yeah, maybe, if you want to be a soft liberal pussy, go over to AEW.
Do you care about treating people well? Ugh. Well, I got some liberal shit for you to watch. It's like, what? That's the line?
It's owned by that.
Do you
goddamn...
like thinking about other people for a change? Get the fuck out of here.
It's owned by that dumb deep state motherfucker Ted Turner libturd.
Oh no. Yeah. That's what they say. All right, Mark.
It is what they say. It's really sad that they say that.
It is. It's very sad. Well, this has been episode 72.
Oh, they got NASCAR back today.
What?
Yeah.
We have to talk about that next week. I didn't hear about that.
They had the Darlington 500 today or whatever.
Oh, how many people showed up? Empty arena match?
There was probably 185,000. No, I think it was...
Jesus!
I think there were no spectators.
That's good.
Yeah, but, you know, give them something to do at home. Keep them from going out without masks on.
Yeah. All right, Mark.
Well, cheers, buddy.
Cheers to you.